Hello, and welcome to the Fairfax County Health and Safety Podcast. Coming up, learn about emergency kits for your vehicle, maintain good nutrition during an emergency, and propane cylinders. Links to topics mentioned in this podcast can be found online at fairfaxcounty.gov. August brings some of the heaviest traffic of the year, which is why it's National Traffic Awareness Month. Whether you're driving to work or finishing up a summer road trip, a breakdown on a hot highway or a sudden storm can turn dangerous fast. Most car emergency kits are built for winter. They come with blankets, ice scrapers, and hand warmers. Those items won't help much in August. A summer breakdown calls for gear that handles extreme heat, dehydration, and poor visibility during heavy rain. Here are five items to add to your kit before your next drive. A tool you can reach in seconds. Water that can handle the heat. Gear that helps drivers see you. A plan for sudden storms. Basic supplies for waiting it out. You don't need to buy everything at once. Start with the window breaker and water, since those address the most immediate risks. Add the rest as you're able. Check your kit every few months and swap out anything that's expired or worn down, especially water and snacks. A few minutes of preparation now can make a real difference if you're ever stuck on the side of the road in the heat. If you live or work in Fairfax County, there's a quick free way to stay ahead of severe weather, sudden road closures, and local emergencies: Fairfax Alerts. Instead of searching through news feeds during a crisis, this service delivers real-time updates directly to you by text, email, phone call, or mobile app notification. Here is why it is worth 2 minutes of your time. It's customized. You choose what you actually care about, whether that's severe weather warnings, traffic detours, police alerts, or local facility closures. It's targeted. You can add specific addresses, like your home, office, or kids' school, so you only get notifications relevant to your neighborhood. To get set up today, head over to fairfaxcounty.gov for alerts, create a quick profile, and select your preferences. It is an easy way to keep yourself and your family in the loop whenever local conditions change. While most people think about fresh vegetables and meal prep, there's another angle worth considering: how to maintain good nutrition during an emergency. When disaster strikes, you can't just run to the grocery store. Your emergency food supply becomes your main source of nutrition. Here's how to stock your pantry with foods that will keep you healthy and energized when you need it most. During a crisis, your body needs proper fuel. Stress, physical demands, and uncertainty all take a toll. The last thing you want is to survive on junk food that leaves you sluggish and weak. A well-planned emergency pantry includes more than just calories. You need protein, vitamins, minerals, and fiber to keep your immune system strong and your energy levels stable. Keep your emergency food in a cool, dark, and dry place. Heat and light break down nutrients and shorten shelf life. Rotate your stock every 6 to 12 months. Use the oldest items first and replace them with fresh supplies. This first-in, first-out method keeps your pantry current. Store foods in their original packaging when possible. If you transfer items to other containers, label them with the purchase date and expiration date. Keep a list of what you have and when it expires. This prevents waste and helps you plan meals. Good nutrition doesn't stop when the power goes out. With smart planning, your emergency food supply can keep you healthy and strong when it matters most. Take an hour this week to check your pantry. Make a list of what you need, then start filling in the gaps. Your future self will thank you. Learn more on our emergency information blog. Even if a propane cylinder seems empty, it can still contain enough residual gas to be dangerous. Because propane cylinders remain pressurized, they should never be placed in household trash or recycling carts. Improper disposal can create serious safety risks for collection crews and waste facilities. Instead, take propane cylinders to an approved collection or exchange location where they can be safely handled or recycled. Most hardware stores, gas stations, and many grocery stores will take back cylinders at no cost. You can also drop them off at the household hazardous waste collection site, at the I-66 transfer station, or the I-95 landfill complex for a small fee. By taking a few extra minutes to dispose of hazardous materials correctly, you're helping prevent fires and keeping Fairfax County safe. Finally, each month, our Department of Emergency Management and Security produces the Emergency Preparedness Newsletter and a monthly preparedness webinar. Learn more at fairfaxcounty.gov/emergency-management. That's it for this edition of the Fairfax County Health and Safety Podcast, produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government. Thanks for listening. Follow the Health and Safety Podcast on soundcloud.com/fairfaxcounty and our podcast's webpage, fairfaxcounty.gov/podcasts. And remember, if you have a police, fire, or medical emergency, call 911. For non-emergency needs, call 703-691-2131.